Dr. Pinsky with a mental IME on Juan Pemberti, P-E-M-B-E-R-T-I, dash Jaramillo, J-A-R-A-M-I-L-L-O. Juan Pemberti Jaramillo is a 31-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/30/22, but he slipped on ice and his right foot jammed when he reached the non-ice-covered area of the ground. His leg was then twisted. He did not go to the emergency room. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a sprained ankle and sprained knee, but he also sustained a tear in his calf during physical therapy. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Pemberti Jaramillo claimed on 1/30/22, he slipped and fell, injuring his right foot and right leg. Paired treatment records show he was seen by AtlantiCare Occupational Health on 2/2/22. He suffered a valgus strain to the knee and twisted his right ankle when he slipped on a sheet of ice. He remained symptomatic but did not have any bruising. He denied any foot pain. He was diagnosed with a sprain of the right ankle and knee, but he was placed in a lace-up ankle brace and referred for physical therapy. X-rays of the ankle were read as unremarkable. He was also begun on naproxen. Physical therapy was initiated on 2/14/22. He followed up with occupational health through 2/11/22 and was cleared for restricted duty. In paragraph, Mr. Pemberti Jaramillo was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Lai, L-A-I, on 2/16/22. He reports feeling much better since the injury. He does have right ankle pain exacerbated by activity. Upon exam, he was able to demonstrate a single limb stance and single limb rise. He was able to hop without any issues or discomfort. He had mild tenderness over the anterior telofibular ligament and calcaneofibular ligament, but Baraka maneuvers were negative. He was diagnosed with a right lateral ankle sprain that was stable. He was given advice regarding use of his brace and work boots. He followed up on 3/1/22, stating while at physical therapy on 2/25/22, he performed an exercise in which he jumped onto a box on one leg. This caused him pain behind his knee and down his calf, so he stopped the exercise. After that, he noticed the pain significantly worsened while resting at work and when getting up. His pain in the right posterior knee and calf was 8/10, but was previously 10/10. Upon exam, he was limping. Calves was soft and supple. There was some tenderness at the gastroxoleus site. The Achilles tendon was intact, and Thompson's test was negative. Venus Doppler ultrasound was done at an outside facility on 2/28/22 and showed no evidence of deep vein thrombosis. He continued to see podiatrist Dr. Lai over the ensuing weeks, running through 4/5/22. At that juncture, his gastroc, and ankle were significantly improved with minimal pain. Pretty was getting back to full function and activity and was running several miles without any issues. Pretty exam was unrevealing. Pretty was released from care to full duty. Period. On 2/26/22, he was seen by Dr. Ash, ASH. He gave a diagnosis of strain of the right lower leg and had him take baclofen and gabapentin. Period. He stated he was jumping up onto an 8-inch box when he felt pain on the ankle at first, but it has now moved into the calf. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a muscular physique, including his calves. Period. Extremities lower. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had mild tenderness, palpation at the inferior aspect of the right medial patella, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, knees normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 1/30/22. 1, Pemberte Jaramillo injured his right lower extremity when he slipped on ice. Period. He was seen by occupational health and was diagnosed with sprains. Period. X-rays were negative. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Period. He came under the podiatric care of Dr. Lai, along with improvement. Period. He had a venous double ultrasound on 2/28/22 that was negative for deep vein thrombosis. Period. He recovered well and by 4/5/22 told Dr. Lai he was running several miles and did not have any difficulty. But this obviously speaks to an extremely high level of functionality. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found a physiologic gait with no intalgia or handheld assisted devices. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes as well as squat and rise. Period. There was full range of motion of the lower extremities. Period. His calves were quite muscular. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot or lower leg. Period. He was specifically questioned about any motor vehicle collisions. Period. At first he denied any, but then admitted to the same, from which he did not sustain any injuries. Period. End.